Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we're going to be talking about where to find auditions if you don't have an agent. So, this is a huge question. How do I get auditions? I need an agent, right? But the fact is you don't need an agent to get auditions. In fact, when you're first starting out, you need to do your own searching for auditions. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is that you need an agent to get acting work. And this belief causes tens of thousands of actors to get scammed every year by people who pretend to be agents, but just charge for all kinds of fake services. They charge these scam fees that don't help the actor in any way. So the truth is, you need to get auditions on your own at first until you have at least 3 to 5 speaking credits in independent productions. Once you have that many credits, you can start looking for a legitimate agent who will take your acting career to the next level by hooking you up for auditions in much bigger productions. So how do you do it? How do you find these auditions without an agent? Well, that's what we're going to dive deep on today. So there are a number of ways to find auditions if you don't have an agent. And let's just start with casting websites. So I did a podcast episode recently on whether casting websites are worth the money. In general, you can absolutely pay monthly fees to these casting websites as long as you're working with a decent one. You can read reviews and stuff online, but they're a great resource to find auditions. So sites like Actors Access or Backstage or Casting Networks or even Spotlight, if you're based in Europe, you can sign on for free, but in general, if you pay the fee, you're going to get access to more and better audition opportunities. And then you just apply and you can get considered for roles. So that's like the most straightforward way to start getting auditions without an agent. Now, the next way is by using social media. So if you enjoy like Facebook and Instagram and all of that, you can actually join audition groups where you'll see new audition opportunities posted every day. You can also follow casting directors who publicly post certain audition opportunities, and you can reply to them with your headshot and your resume and reel to be taken into consideration. The third way to find auditions is local theaters and film productions. So believe it or not, you can actually walk into local theaters nearby to you or onto some small film sets that you see, and you can just ask about acting opportunities. While obviously these are never guaranteed, sometimes they'll tell you of roles that you can play or ways that you can be considered for future projects. You just ask. People like to be helpful, right? You go, you say like, hey, I'm looking to get into acting. I see you guys are shooting this here. This looks awesome. Do you know how I might be able to find some roles for either this project? Is there anything available or for other things? And they'll probably give you at least a few tips. Now, next one, film schools. So there's tons of schools, both college and high school level, that shoot independent productions. The students are putting together projects for themselves. So you can reach out to them directly, and you can find out whether they have a roster that actors can join. For instance, I went to NYU, Tisch School of the Arts, and they have the Tisch Talent Guild, I believe it's called. And you can sign up, and then you get emails every day or every week or whatever with all these different casting opportunities for NYU films. Most of them are unpaid. Some of them are paid, though. And you actually find out about them, and then you can reply to them and be considered to audition. Number 5 is real production companies. So many actors will pay to shoot footage for their reels, and some of these reel companies have rosters of their own where they can find actors for projects. You can actually label these projects in your resume as projects that you were in. It doesn't really matter. You can give them a name. I mean, the whole thing is, as you book things, you're booking it based on the merit because you had to audition for it. So putting it into your resume, even if it's just a scene for a reel, is still legit and okay. And then eventually you'll get rid of that and swap it out with a bigger credit once you have one. Let me tell you briefly before we go on about our Reel production services for actors. So we have two locations in Manhattan and Northern New Jersey, and we custom write. We help cast actors, we shoot, and we edit professional footage to make your reel extremely impressive to agents and casting directors. So if you want footage for your reel, and you're willing to pay some money to have that done professionally, you go to actorscreenershoot.com. which is actor screener, S-C-R-E-E-N-E-R, shoot. So no S at the end. actorscreenershoot.com to see our packages, and you can schedule a free consultation. Now, the next way to get auditions is through networking. So I know most people hate the word networking, but if you want to get ahead in this industry, it is very helpful to start connecting with casting directors. You can basically meet them in workshops that they're at and then keep in touch with them over time. And they'll occasionally ask you to submit an audition for something once they know you and they know that you're a good actor. It does take time, but it is a way to get audition for slightly bigger productions without an agent. Next way is open casting calls. So through the grapevine or randomly in a newspaper or bulletin board, you might hear of an open call for something. Basically, that means that you can show up, wait in a line, and then have a chance to audition for a big role. These are advertised in random places, but you never know. You can definitely show up, and I definitely know of plenty of stories of actors who have booked something from an open call. Lastly is Craigslist. Now, of course, there are scams there, so you have to be careful, but there's also plenty of legitimate casting opportunities, so definitely feel free to apply to those. The fact is, so many of the other people applying to roles on Craigslist are going to have terrible submissions with horrible headshots and clips. So if you submit something even halfway decent, you're probably within some of the top contenders for the role. So you could probably see that there's a lot of different ways to get auditions for projects, and you don't need an agent for it. The key thing is to make sure that the audition you're submitting to is legitimate and not a scam. So you should never have to pay money to attend an audition. So before we wrap up, I want to just briefly tell you about my mini course called Kickstart Your Acting Career. This is a 5-day course that dives deep on how to start getting consistent auditions if you don't have an agent, credits, or reel yet. Even though I shared where to find auditions in this podcast, the how you submit and how you do it effectively to make the best possible first impression so that they actually say, yes, you are allowed to audition for this. That's what I dive deep on in Kickstart Your Acting Career. I also do teach how to find auditions as well. But the fact is that getting consistent auditions for legitimate projects is critical if you want to start building your resume and have a shot at getting an agent. If you're not getting at least 1 to 2 auditions per week right now, you will benefit from what you learn in Kickstart Your Acting Career. So visit kickstartminicourse.com for more info and to sign up. And that's it. Thank you for listening. All I have, as always, is one ask. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so that you don't miss future episodes. It also helps me by making these episodes more easily findable for other actors, too. Thanks so much, and I will see you soon.